T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, talk about one of the hottest things going in South Florida right now. It's the Miami Heat.
I thought you were going to say Eric Reed's one of the hottest things that you were thinking.
Well, I was thinking about
he's
that.
He's a
also.
Hot guy.
Right,
he's
right.
Hot.
He's a good-looking guy, Eric Reed. He's a hot guy. You can say what you want. But Eric Reed's going to join us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. 8 out of 10, Eric, no Jimmy, no Bam, no problem. That's amazing right now.
Is this Zach Wilson or Zach Krantz?
Well, it depends how you want to treat me today.
I'd rather talk to Zach Krantz right now.
It is Zach Krantz. That's right.
Well, at least you got a better chance of that than talking to Brian Flores right now.
Yeah. Good luck with that one, Joe.
Right. Hey, seriously, though, just to follow up, I think this one is supposed, if not best, right there at the top when you look at COVID injuries and development of who are these guys that are playing and playing at a high level. What a job, whether they start or come off the bench, and he's had to do it all. Where do you rank this for Spo and what he's been able to do the first half?
Listen, I think it's, what a great way to start, because to me it's the most unique first half of a season I've ever experienced in my 34 years working for the Miami Heat. I mean, so many incredible individual and collective success stories, Joe. And I agree with you about Spo. First of all, of all the years, the Heat culture has been illuminated more for everybody to understand this year than any other season. And I think Eric Spoelstra's recognition is greater this year than it has been in any other year for a variety of reasons. But as great a job as Spo has done this year, and he has been magnificent, Joe. I mean, every night a coach in the NBA or any sport, they're trying to figure out how to win that game. But this year, he's trying to figure out who he's even got available for each given game and how to best use the personnel that he has. And as great a job as he's done, guys, he's going to have to do that and more, over the second half of the season as he reconstructs the team he knows he has. It's going to take an artful way to manage that because things have changed from the beginning. You know a lot more about Omer Yurtseven, Caleb Martin, Max Strus. You understand your team is deeper than most people thought it was. So it's going to be very interesting. You know, 25 of the last 41 are at home. They've already won 6 in a row at home. They have one of the best records in the league at home. And as they get healthier, you know, 8 of the next 9 are at home. As I just said, 6 wins in a row at home. You hope you can keep building right now. You saw Brooklyn lost last night. So at this moment, Miami number 2 in the Eastern Conference.
It's amazing. Wow. By the way, just to kind of look at the lineups and stuff, you expect to see more of Robinson and Hero coming off the bench, or do you think it'll go back and Robinson will get back in? How do you think going forward, or is it going to be about matchups for Coach?
I'm not sure, Joe. That's a really interesting question. You know, here's the linchpin to the answer. When Jimmy Butler returns, does Spo go back to Duncan Robinson? Without Butler, you could make a case that Strus maybe a little bit more advanced off the dribble, and that's more needed without Jimmy. But you know, he's got to balance a lot of things with that, and. Here are some of the things that may or may not matter. They're 6-0 with Strus as a starter.
Right.
Strus's numbers as a starter are 18 points a game. Over the last 8 games he's played, he's at 20 points a game on 52%. Plus, take a look at, as you just mentioned, with Duncan and Tyler Hero coming off the bench, the last 2 games, I think it's 65 and 55 points off of the Heat bench. So maybe he has, moved into a different area to utilize that. We'll see. But listen, one of the early concerns before the season started. I remember saying this myself. You know, were the Heat deep enough? First part of the season was to see if guys like Strus and Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin could become part of the rotation. Caleb wasn't even considered as he was a two-way guy, a two-way contract coming into the season. So it's a deeper team than you would have ever thought, and Spo's going to use that depth well. And I think, Joe, you know, guys have had a lot of minutes that, if healthy, wouldn't have gotten these kind of minutes. But I think this team is collectively tied together strong enough that even as minutes go down for some guys, it's all about the team, and guys sincerely are happy for their teammates' success. And they're just trying to stockpile wins and get ready for the playoffs in what I view as a wide-open race for a championship. There's six or seven teams that have a very good chance to, you know, to hoist that trophy, you know, sometime late in June.
Yeah, what a great problem for Spo to have, right, when he does get everybody back healthy, of where to put Yurtsevin or how much playing time Max Strus is going to get, or where Caleb Martin fits into, you know, the rotation, like you said before. I mean, this is something that, you, like you said, at the beginning of the season, you don't know how deep your team was, and now look. But when Bam gets back, Yurtsevin, what do you do at that point? You got to get him in the game, right? Like, he's playing really well at this point.
He really has. I mean, listen, and I love the way Dwayne Dedmon came back from seven games off, you know, to eight or nine rebounds, and he picked up right where he left off. But in Yurtsevin, listen, tomorrow night when Joel Embiid comes to town, what a great test and wrestling match that's going to be for Yurt, who's been working on his physicality. That's improved. His playmaking has gotten so much better. His rebounding is outstanding. Quick feet, soft hands, good touch. This is a skilled player. So how Spo divides up playing time, I don't know if it's going to be this year down the stretch or next season. In a league where it's tougher to play two bigs together, I wonder if Spo will find a way to get to Yurtsevin and Bam in the lineup together. Listen, defensively, you know it could work because of Bam's versatility. He can guard anybody. So down the road, that's certainly a possibility. But, you know, straight ahead, it's still Yurt. Bam's getting closer and closer to coming back, and you welcome the opportunity to bring. Listen, look at the Nets last night. They got blown out at home by Oklahoma City. Why? Because their two best players sat out, or two of their best players in Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. The Heat are 11-4 with their two best players sitting out. It speaks again to that collective group and the coaching job being done by Spo and his staff. That coaching staff deserves as much credit as Coach Spoelstra.
All right, so I want to ask you, with all these new names, I always go, look at who's playing tonight. Who's your favorite? As an announcer and a guy, you're going, man, I'm really starting. Because I do that. I do it in football. We get a new guy, and I go, man, this Nick Needham guy is, like, making plays. And, you know, anybody could have had him. Do you have that guy that you're really kind of falling for that's gotten a chance to play and really taken advantage of it for you?
You know, Joe, not real. I love them all right now. I love them all.
That wasn't the answer I was looking for at all. That was not the answer.
No, the success stories. Listen, Yurt, Caleb Martin, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent. I mean, you know, Duncan's improvement over the years. It's one great story of success, of discovering an undrafted player and then developing that player into a guy that, you know, is helping you win. So that's great. But, you know, for me, my favorite newcomer right now, Kyle Lowry. I mean, come on. This guy's 35 years old. He's in his 16th season. He just played 37 of the first 41 games, Joe. Yes. He's fifth in the league in assists. He doesn't care if he scores or not. He just puts his teammates in position to score and succeed and to win. Plus, he's an outstanding defensive player. I think he sets a competitive tone and an unselfish tone that has helped this team tremendously. So to have, listen, Joe, you understand better than most how important it is in the NFL, right? It's just as important in the NBA. Do you got a quarterback that can elevate your team? The Heat do.
Well, actually, I'm glad you brought that up because we're going to ask if we could borrow your point guard to be our quarterback. Is that possible?
Yep, that's it.
Just joking.
Not possible.
Just joking, trying to stir things up a little bit here. You know that today. Just have a little fun. Hey, Eric, wanted to ask you a little follow-up. my God, man, you know, it's like this COVID thing's going around. I see your partner gets it, Jason gets it, and then I get it, and Jason Taylor gets it. How are you ducking it, man? How are you ducking it right now?
Don't jinx him. Come on.
You big jinx, you.
Right, my God. I can't believe you did that.
Big jinx. Yeah, I read in the paper today that by the end of the month, 80% of people in Florida are going to have it. I mean, I don't know, Joe. I've worked with a statistician to my left who tested positive. John Crotty had it.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything I can. Number one, I don't want to get sick. No, nobody knows how they're going to react to it until they get it. And I don't want to bring it home to my family.
No.
And Joe, I don't want to miss work. I know I'm 34 years into this gig. I'm having more fun this season than I can remember. I think as I go, the more grateful and more humble I've become with it, and I'm just enjoying the heck out of this season. I don't want to miss any games, so I'm trying to stay healthy for all the right reasons. And right now, it's as much luck as anything else, and I hope I can stay lucky on that front.
That guy's never missed a free throw. This field goal kicker's never missed one inside 30.
I didn't put a whammy on it.
I just hope you didn't on good old Eric right there.
Eric, are you guys
Joe Rose? You guys, the curse of Joe Rose.
Are you guys traveling with the team, Eric?
We have been until the last road trip. Okay, that last West Coast trip was 11 days out there, a long way from home. We had some people on our crew that tested positive. John was out at that time. COVID was spreading through the Heat locker room.
Yeah.
I think the Heat made a very wise decision to pull us off for that road trip, including the last game at Atlanta. We are scheduled to go back out with the team when they play in Atlanta next Friday and resume traveling. I think we've all been able to pull it off in the NFL, the NBA, hockey, whatever, doing games remotely, but that's no way to do this job. It's weird to sit in an empty FTX arena and do games off a 20-inch TV monitor. There's no, it's nice when you can just drive home after a game, but it's not the way. It's not the way I would want to do
no,
it, or
not.
Most.
Oh, it's weird when they pan out to you.
But it's
right.
You got to be on the road with your team. You don't want to be disconnected with the team and the game you're supposed to be connected with.
Yeah. Good point. Good stuff, Eric. Thank you as always, man. Really appreciate
Joe,
it.
Joe, same. Happy New Year
you
to
take
both.
Care of yourself,
Joe,
man.
I'm glad you're feeling a lot better, and I'm glad it's your off season for football right now. You deserve it.
We think it's the off season. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
thank
you, Eric. Off season for Joe or Zach, for that matter.
We don't wish dysfunction on anybody.
On anybody.
You're
right,
exactly
right.
Eric, thank you, buddy.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It very much.
Take care, man. Take care.
All right, Eric Reed joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right. Well, listen, we've got a lot of stuff going on here to get to. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back 305-567-0560. And yes, we're an hour away, a little less, from Mike Florio.
Should be interesting.
Always can get it rocking and rolling here on a Friday. And remember this, don't let anybody ever mess up your Friday. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Your music, Hollywood's fantastic.
Since hey, Vince.
You think there's 6 feet of snow on the ground? I just looked out the window. The sun's out. It's probably 80 degrees outside already. Hey, Fins fans, join the Miami Dolphins in the fight against cancer with the 12th annual Dolphins Challenge Cancer on Saturday, February 26th. Sign up to participate in this year's run, walk, or ride and raise funds with the DCC, which donates 100% of the participant raised funds for innovative cancer research at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. Find out how you can get involved. Register today and donate at DolphinsChallengeCancer.com. That's DolphinsChallengeCancer.com.
All right, hopefully everybody can get involved. A lot
see
of
your
people.
Shirt on today, your fighter shirt on today.
I got mine.
I
got mine ready to go.
Yep.
And I hope a lot of people between now and when the event takes place next month, will be able to get involved. Anybody that's been affected by it, we're very lucky, very, very fortunate. We have Sylvester, and it's just getting better and better and better. So anyway, we'll have a lot more on that and how you can help us here, because we are going to do a two-hour Saturday or Sunday. We'll work around your schedule as much as we can. You come in and co-host the show. You can bring somebody else in with you as well. And you pick the topics. You can pump the you-know-what out of your own company, your own charities, and everything else. And we'll try to do a couple of those if we can. And so with
you can rip whoever you want to, by the way, right?
Oh, that's a given.
Oh, like, mics are just, open.
Yeah, right. You can rip anyone, anything
out,
you want.
I have found out two guys last year were just great guys that – you know, sometimes it's a lot easier when you're just talking to your buddies and stuff and then get on the air.
When the mic goes on.
And everybody kind of knows who you are and, you know, now they know what you do and now you're ripping people. And it's different. You're like, all right, mic's on. What do you want to say?
what were you saying
during the break? Right. All right. No. Okay.
By the way, I just want to give a special shout out to Kyle Krabs, one of our buddies that's always on the show. He did something great in the beginning of the year this year. We did a fantasy football league where all the fees in the beginning were all donated to the DCC.
Great.
And we just finished a league. There was 20 of us in the league. I think we sent a $2,000 check to what it was. But we did a league with all media guys.
Great.
We just finished it up, and we got our email back to what a great year it was. You know, we played for fun, but everyone had to donate into the DCC, which is a really cool thing by Kyle Krabs. He put it all together.
That's great. Kyle, thank you, buddy, if you're out there and for doing that. Because stuff like that, you know,
you get
all these different groups and our fan bases and from different parts of the country, and they're, you know, live and die with the football team and their fan clubs, and they're raising money. It's just it's really, really cool, and just for a great, great cause. It really is, and you never know. Hopefully, you know, I think everybody's been touched by cancer,
right?
As we know,
everyone's
either family member or friends.
Yeah.
It's affected us all, and the same kind of started with a guy that I work with and Jim Mandich, and I saw what he went through right to the very end when he passed and everything, and the three boys and what their family went through. It's
one of the best dudes I ever met in my life.
It will be
Jim
hard.
Mandich.
I still get – I'll bet you I get it every weekend during football season, no matter what city we're in. God, I miss Mad Dog.
Right.
God, I miss Jim Mandich. I miss what he said. I miss when you guys are having a drink. I missed just seeing him. And I go, man, I know he's some – you either got it or you don't. And he just absolutely had it. Any guy that ran his business without contracts, Mad Dog would – he did his business on a handshake. He had that construction company – on a handshake.
Old school.
And contracts he did with the airports, and he goes, oh, I can't trust you here. And I was like, wow, you're kidding. You don't sign, get attorneys and sign.
He's an old school guy.
He,
by the way, best story about Jim Mandich for me, not just the radio stuff for this and that, is the fact that I had a nurse come up to me when my wife was at Sylvester to say that the guy at the end of the hallway has checked on your wife 3 or 4 times, and it was Mandich.
He was in there.
He was getting his treatment, and my wife was in a room at the end of the hallway. And the nurse came up to me and said, "Do you know the guy at the end of the hallway?" And I found out it was Jim's room.
Yeah.
And he said, "Yeah, Jim's checked on your wife like 4 times today to make sure she's okay if she needs anything."
Not surprised.
Well, didn't surprise me at all. But man, I got the goosebumps even thinking about it right now.
He traveled to every game that last year, knowing what was coming. And matter of fact, I didn't know most of the year, because he didn't want anybody to know he's leaving the hospital to get a ride to the airport to jump on the plane and go do the games, because he wanted to get that last year. And just great story. So anyway, hey, it all goes back to Sylvester and team starting this thing and really getting it rolling around the loss of Mad Dog and his cancer and everything else. So anyway, we got a little carried away, and we apologize. But
that's for Mad Dog.
We feel strongly about it at 560 WQAM for sure. All right, listen, we've got a lot. Eric Reed, thank you, brother. It's great having E. Reed on, who has been a friend of mine for a long, long time. It's great, and it's nice to have both the Miami Heat and the Florida Panthers playing butts off and playing well, and both in town tonight and tomorrow night with back-to-back games here in town. So you can stay in Dade or you can go up to Broward. We got games going on everywhere for you. And, of course, Miami Dolphins waiting to get these interviews in. And are we about ready to just call a timeout on all the Brian Flores, Chris Greer, Tua Tagovailoa?
Flores interviewing in Chicago today. That's the report from Schefter. That interview is going on today.
He's doing that, and then there's reports coming out. Our guys in that we know in Houston believe that he is going to get an interview in Houston if he wants it because of his relationship with the general manager. So I don't know, but it looks like Flo's going to get a job, right? Looks pretty good. The more he's actually got a resume that's good. If this thing's just about wins and losses, his resume
and
what he's been through and winning 5 of 9 to finish that first year when we were supposed to be tanking.
Don't bring that up. Oh, if you only lost one or two more games in a Burrow.
Yeah, we would have won a couple more games there late. And
lost a couple more games
late. Biggest mistake that was made there is Josh Rosen. Right. We decided the coach came out and said, I've seen enough. Yeah. He can't play, even though we gave up a second and a fifth for a guy that our former coaching staff didn't like. Let me see who would have still been here for that. Oh, Chris Greer. Okay. I wasn't sure. Anyway, hey, listen, we got a lot more. This is not about taking shots, man.
No,
it's about getting
through
us. No
day
shots.
Day five, right? It's day five of the Chris Greer.
I have done better, though.
No, today's been great. I mean, outside of what just this last minute and a half.
I just – so we check with Adam. Adam wasn't a fan of Josh Rosen.
He was not, no.
And when everything was going around, he made it pretty clear. I love Baker Mayfield because of his personality. It's like
moxie.
His. He goes, and I don't know how he felt about some of the other guys, but it's pretty clear Josh Rosen was, let's just say,
wasn't on his radar.
Different bird.
Right.
We spent a lot of time on the West Coast, and we went to check on Darnold and Rosen when they're at UCLA and USC. So this is what gets me. And again, this is just one of those head-scratching moments for the organization. Anybody driving in today, they can throw it around in the office. It's just something for thought. Because I was curious, and I got an answer the last couple days. So Adam Gase did not like Josh Rosen and made it clear when we were looking at quarterback at that point,
right. Maybe.
Josh Allen, of course, not him. But we saw what he went through, didn't like him coming out, had a bad year in Arizona. Everybody said, well, part of that is just, you know, who he's playing for. But the point is, organization at that point, so what changed? Because the only thing that's same is the GM. And he goes, hey, let's give up a 2 and a 5 for this guy who can play like 5 games and then we're going to bench him. And I was just like, that would be another question that I would love to ask Chris Greer. Like, wait a second. So we just had a group, unless you just thought they were just really stupid. So they didn't like him, and we spent time on him. We spent some of our recruiting, scouting budget on him. Recruiting, wrong sport.
No, it's close.
But, and yet we turn around and give up a 2 and a 5, and I'm so glad, actually, Omar brought that up in his thing, and I was like, those are little things that are just friggin' dysfunctional. Like, there's no other way to say it. And I'm going to be over. And apparently the 3 days didn't work, the 4 days. But the weekend will be good.
Right,
we got an hour and a half left, and I'm
weekend.
Done. And right. Not going to talk about it with anybody. I don't care what anybody else has to say, and they don't care what I say. And so don't call me about it.
I don't think you're going to find the answer you're looking for because of the fact that there's no answer there.
I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
No, and I don't think you are. The reason why? Because the guy that you're asking the questions about is still employed. And the guy, and there's
he's got an easy out. He just keeps blaming it on all the head coaches and goes, I only want to do what they want. I only want to do what they want. I only want to do what they want.
And he's appeasing to the owner. The owner likes that also, obviously. Someone who's easy to work with.
In all those articles. Yeah. Hey, let's be honest. The relationship with the big boss is important.
That's the most important one, and he's got a good one there. He obviously was able to walk into that office and say, we have a problem. You see what's going on here. I don't think me and Brian could work together anymore.
So I would just say one thing, no matter how good a guy you are, this is big business, professional sports, as we're seeing right now with this David Coley, 1 year
right.
now.
Yep, one
with
of them.
That, with that crap group that he had, the no-shot roster, as it's being called. So these things have all been adding up since he's been GM. And I'm just refuse to sit here and blame Mike Tannenbaum and blame Brian Flores. At some point, the guy that's got the title GM has to be responsible like everybody else in the organization. There's very little dead weight in this Miami Dolphins franchise. Tom Garfinkel is a no-fat guy.
That's what's surprising to me about this whole situation.
So, like, there's been, you know, you never hear about it, but there's been salespeople that aren't selling. There's been corporate people that aren't corporating. There's been people that are like, hey, we brought you in, and you didn't do it. And yet we slide this guy through because he's a friggin' nice guy. That's not a nice guy business. It's more about what Brian Flores is than being a nice guy. And I just.
But that's not where Mr. Ross and Tom are siding.
I'm having trouble. It's been a week, and I'm having trouble understanding. The National Football League stands for NFL, as in not for long,
right.
For everybody, not just players and coaches.
No, everybody.
Everybody.
Scout,
you know,
coach,
we got
everybody.
A group of people. Their job is to fill up the stadium every game, which, by the way, those guys are unbelievable, what they've been able to do, especially during that losing streak. I just no matter who you are, you got to be good. And if there's too many complaints or it's not working, it's a business that gets rid of you.
Right.
Called professional sports.
You're not going to find what you're looking for here. You're looking for an answer. You're not going
to
get it.
And I just don't know how he's able to slide in and out, and it's never me, never me, never me. It's we. And the other we's stronger than me. And I'm like, well, then why'd I give you the GM title? Why don't I pay you about a quarter of what I pay you?
Right.
And you can be known as head scout.
Consultant.
I'm not trying to be mean.
No, but all he does is do stuff and say it was for this guy. This guy wanted him. Adam wanted this guy. Brian wanted this guy. The coordinator said this guy was great. Where's the conviction of this is the guy that we scouted and I love him, and this is the guy we're going to take here, coach, and let me sell you on why we're going to take him?
Yeah, I know. Hey, listen, man.
Because you're just not going to find it. I know what you're looking for, and you're never going to find it. Unless Stephen Ross comes out and says, I kept him around here because, honestly, he's a really good guy, and he obeys orders.
That.
You know, he takes the orders from us, and when they go. Like, that's the only answer you're going to get.
No, he gave another answer. I was just thinking of what he said. He said he really liked his 2021 draft. And everybody's response all at the same time when they were watching that is, what about the 2020
right.
draft? What about your offensive line? Did you get the right quarterback with all those picks? Did you get the guy you really wanted?
I think his answer to that would be yes.
I do care about the team a lot. I do. And I like a lot of those guys over there. I don't have anything personally against Chris Greer, although I know people think I do. But I just, like, he's even got to wonder when he goes home to his wife at night, like, how the hell did I make it? It's just.
It's baffling.
I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of people, you know, when you like somebody, you give them every chance.
But not in the most important time in this franchise's history to put this team back together.
Well, it's done now.
I know.
Those two drafts
are
done.
But he survived it.
Those two drafts are done. I would ask everybody out there that's still listening. It is Friday and we're down to the end here. Like, if you look at the work of, and now you obviously can't blame the coaches. You can't blame the coaches for the last year. I'm not allowing you to blame the head coach. But you look, we had the most money we've ever had in free agency a couple years ago.
Yep.
Basically two guys are left, a really good pass rusher and a really good cover corner. I think they're really good frontline players. I would ask everybody with the drafts and free agency, and Will Fuller's part of it, and again, I'm sure Chris is going to say it's not his fault. With what we've done in free agency and the draft, the good and the bad, and I'm the first one to say those first three picks, that's what big-time GMs do, what they did with those first three picks with a pass rusher, a wide receiver, and a safety that is slowly becoming one of the best safeties in year one that we have in the league. Saying all that, I just want to know, and this is not personal, what kind of grade would you give? And just on the text machine, I'm not going to put up a poll here late and have Woody do it. What kind of grade? Because, you know, somebody in my own family said, I think you've been a little too hard on the guy.
Well, okay.
So I said, okay. And I listen to people around me, especially the ones I love. And I had a former teammate tell me he thought I was too tough. So I listened to those two. That was yesterday. So I want to know what everybody else thinks and the grade you would give over these last 2 years with the amount of money and draft picks, the most ever in the history of this franchise. What kind of grade you would give Chris Greer, 305-567-056, because I'm going to let it go today. I swear to God. Okay. I don't care what happens.
Right.
Monday when I come in here.
Different Joe Rose.
Well, I'm going to be talking about the motorcycles flying through Miami and the police chasing them, and they said they got a game plan. I'm going to be into that, I swear.
So two off seasons, and you want the grade for Chris Greer. Two drafts, two free agent classes, and where this team is now from the start of the rebuild. Chris Greer gets a what grade? That's what you're asking.
Yeah, as the general manager, the overseer.
Yep. The person in charge. He's placed in charge. He's in charge of the rebuild. He's in charge of the drafts. He's in charge of free agency. He's in charge of player personnel. He puts it all together. What's the grade?
Nobody gets hall passes in professional sports. Right. So I want to know.
Oof, they're coming in.
Thank you. 305-567-0560. What do you have for us?
Whew. Well, I'll tell you, but I need a glass right now. Zafirum Joe does too. I guess I'll pour two, and maybe Woody also. I'm not really sure. But Zafirum, folks, I've been telling you about it for a long time now. I love the product. I love it. This is not just something I'm talking about here. I've got bottles of Zafirum in my house too. Whenever somebody comes over, whenever I'm watching a game, whatever the case may be, boom, glass of Zafirum. And it doesn't matter what bottle. I got the 21-year-age bottle and the 30-year-age bottle of Zafirum, that limited edition 30-year-age bottle. It's unlike any other rum you've ever had before, I promise you that, because it's aged in bourbon oak casks. Zafirum, you're going to love it. Perfectly balanced with the taste of fruit and spice. Got that elegant aroma because of those bourbon oak casks I always tell you about. It's great for top shelf cocktails, sipping it straight up or on the rocks, and also great with your favorite cigar. If you love cigars out there, Cigar Aficionado magazine recommended Zafirum by saying, with its spice and oak barrel flavor, it's a spirit that seems purpose-built for a cigar. They also received, by the way, an exceptional 95-point rating from the Beverage Tasting Institute. It's really just another one of their prestigious awards there at Zafirum. But it's your turn now. Whether you're by yourself this weekend, maybe with the wife, maybe you're going to the bar, maybe you're going to the restaurant, maybe you're going to someone's house to watch the games this weekend. Regardless, bring a bottle or get a bottle of Zafirum. You can follow them on social media. They are social media friendly on Facebook and Instagram at Zafirum, at Z-A-F-R-A. Zafirum reminds you to always drink responsibly. And remember, there is no rum without Zafra.
Joe B. Good. You've heard of Johnny B. Good. Joe B. Good here on a Friday.
Hollywood trying to tell you something here?
I like some of the old stuff. I know. We're going real old on this, but still a classic.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Still a classic, yeah. By the way, I got to tell you guys something that we're going to bring up. It's no big deal. So I have somebody in the car dealership industry that's a friend of mine that just got divorced for the third time. Called me about going out and doing something with him. But he said, hey, man, how you doing? How's everything? He goes, well, I'm getting divorced again. So, and please don't try to figure it out with all the car dealership guys. They got a track record, a lot of them, of being married and divorced. It's tough business. And so I just asked. You know, joking, because I know him. I said, so this is your third, man. Third one. Do you look in the mirror and do you say, I should just be single? Do you say to yourself, it's on me, man. Like, part of this, you can't just always blame the woman, like, oh, my God, always friggin' wanting stuff. Mm. And I was like, bro, you said that about the one before. Because I've known two of the three wives.
Okay.
I didn't know the first wife. But, you know, I always hear his side. And now he does make fun of himself that he's not easy, you know, running dealerships. And,
okay,
you know, it's tough business, too. By the way, that's an NFL position, not for long, too.
If, right.
You know, you're not,
if you're not selling cars,
producing right. and stuff as general manager and you're working for people. So we're just talking about it. And then, of course, the other question I asked him, I said, so you can do it again? And I was shocked by the answer. He goes, you know what? I hate being by myself. I probably will end up having somebody
move in. Right.
And the next thing you know, I love you leads to you want to get married. And I was like, don't these things get – doesn't the alimony part of this,
yeah,
even
it's
if you're
be in there, right?
older and yeah. you don't have kids with all of them, man.
Three times at that point.
Choking here, just thinking about it.
I think after strike three, it's kind of, you know, you might have learned your lesson at that point.
Well,
three divorces.
You just got to see what the pattern is. Are you marrying the same kind of women?
Okay, yeah. You got to look at that.
How much of it is you?
I mean, that's got to be something that's, you know.
And I got to tell you, man, and I don't mean it against anybody that's married. Marriage is not easy. It's just not easy. It's not. And if you throw kids in there and you throw family in there, my family has not been easy, even though they're 3,000 miles away. That's not easy.
No, at least they're 3,000 miles away. Could be right around the corner.
But that's a tough one. That's all I told him. I said, listen, man, it's tough. I've been married a long time. I love this woman.
You think you suggest he looks for it again, or maybe
I
stays
didn't
single?
Him,
right,
I didn't tell point. Anybody what to do.
Okay. About it. No, just suggestion. I'm not saying.
No. Because I asked him, I go, well, how do you go about? He got some place, because old school guys don't really like to swipe. The old school guys, between 50 and 65, they like to go to there's some places where your age group you can go to, like the Lobster Bar is well known for. Being a
crowd.
Bar full of 60
okay.
plus year old women.
That's good.
Well, by the way, there's a lot of good looking 60 year old women.
Yeah.
I just, you got to be in that age group to really notice it, I think. But so anyway, I had to share that with you guys. Like, yeah.
Well,
so,
three big, you know, divorces is, you know.
I go, bro.
A lot. Yeah.
So.
Got to hurt the ego a little bit.
Done again,
too.
You couldn't make this one work? Nah, just. All right.
I feel like you learn a little bit from each one, right?
I don't know.
No?
Zach, ask me if you'll learn. Yeah, I learned not to do certain things
yeah.
that women don't like.
Yes.
Like cheating.
Okay, well, that should have been on the checklist
to
start
there
off.
There was no reason to say
that. I know, I'm just saying.
I made that up.
But like for the, you know, your third time.
Oh, I did. There's certain things women don't like.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. I'm glad you found that one out.
Heavy flirting is not.
Heavy flirting heavy would probably flirting. Be under the, you know, cheating window.
Yeah, what was that you asked me again? You asked me like a happily married one-time guy. What was that question you
asked
me?
You learn something from each one, right?
No.
No? I mean, you've been divorced three times. I'm not saying anything's wrong with your buddy, but something's got to be going on there. It can't be just the other side of the
I have learned
playing field.
I've learned one thing now that some of my kids are married. Stay out of their business.
Oh, that's for sure. I'm with that.
Stay out of their business. I've had one go through a divorce already, and I got involved because I couldn't help myself.
Right.
And I
learned your lesson.
I felt strongly that he should not marry that one, and he did.
Yep.
But I let them both know together that I thought it was BS, and I read right through her junk. And he ended up reading through it and is married to a beautiful woman, great woman, two grandkids.
Yeah, kids together now, yeah.
But I have learned, because I was talking to some other guys, they're like, no, I haven't learned yet. I go, I know, man. Well, I'm just telling you, I don't care what my kids do, even if I think it's wrong and I share it with my wife or my ex-wife that it's wrong, I don't think it's going to work. I am not telling those kids what they should do.
It's probably the best advice you're giving yourself.
Not doing it.
I mean, you could say something if you need to say something, but don't. I mean, when you if you get too heavily involved, like maybe you did with the first one, then
don't.
You know, you kind of learn your lesson a little bit.
I just want to take the edge off this Chris Greer thing a little bit. Where is the Chris Greer thing here today?
305-567-0560. You think it's going to get any better right now?
No, it's like people aren't listening prediction to what now? You're saying. Right. They're just like texting in random stuff. Like someone just texted in about Tua's tiny hands.
Well, he doesn't have a small hand. I'm telling you, because I thought the same thing. He doesn't have a small hand.
I don't want to read any of this stuff. It's weird, bro.
It's not about small hands. I want to know what kind of grade you would give the guy that's right. leading our charge for the last three
years. Well,
that's what
we're talking about, small hands.
Why do I do stuff? Why do I try to do stuff and somehow it gets to his hand size?
I thought he had small hands. I thought that's why he couldn't grip the cold football or something.
To his hand is not small.
Have you measured it?
No. But everybody in the league knows.
You give a high five or something?
Listen to me. I know you probably don't know this either, Woody, and you're learning a lot on the show. But
I'm learning about marriage first.
Hand size. What's the question you want to ask about marriage? You learn a little bit every day, don't you? Yeah, I know how to piss her off. Everything I do that pisses her off, I know.
I meant after each one. What might have went wrong?
Oh.
I don't mean like daily, take notes and tell me what's going on.
What can I work on, honey? At this age, set in my ways for all these years, what can I work on mostly right now?
Well, you fixed whatever the problem was with the first one. Look at you now. You're a happily married man. Grandkids. So obviously it works.
Yeah.
So you did learn.
She would tell you it's not easy.
Okay, I can
You're
imagine.
A true success story. You really are.
You are. You did it. Congratulations. Well,
No, the guys that made it, the guys I played with that are still married to the same woman, those guys.
But you ran into a speed bump, and you got over it was a really big speed bump. You got over the speed bump, and now you learned your lesson. You're driving down a smooth street now. Maybe a couple pebbles.
All right. Oh, God. What else you got coming in, Woody?
About hands or about?
No, the hands thing is, that has... First of all, everybody
says
everybody,
he's thinking of getting married. He wants to know if you would meet the girl and give your opinion.
No, I'm not. Your kid. I wouldn't even do that joking. Like if somebody this weekend goes, "Hey Joe, I'm getting ready to marry. What do you think?" I would just laugh and go, "I know, haha, that's funny."
Tua's hand size is a 10, larger than Burrow and Fields.
I mean, I don't know if that's...
So everybody knows everybody's hand size because it's part...
What,
they do a part of the...
Is that like a number?
They do a part
like
of the combine.
Like a hat size or something? Like,
yeah,
is that how they measure it?
They do hand size, yes.
They do a number of size? Like,
yeah. Nine and a half, 10, right. Yes.
What is that, like from the wrist to the tip of the middle finger?
I think you spread your hand, I'm guessing, right. And get a... But his hand is not small, just so... That's not the problem here. I mean, I'm saying that. And you just watch him throwing cold weather against Tennessee, and some would argue with me.
Looked like little
that.
Hands, bro.
Looked like he was throwing a boulder.
Shot pudding. Doing a little shot pudding there. All right, listen, enough of that. Jeez. Enough of that. Okay, the Chris
Greer
thing.
We didn't get one grade in.
I
turned
plenty
segment.
Of grades. Holland and Waddle saved them from getting an F. Flora,
I agree with that.
Flores gets a C-. Greer gets a B. Another one just says C-, D-. Greer sucks something.
Mm-hmm. Don't you have to read the end of that?
Don't
one.
Say.
Right.
We're keeping this stuff. It's not going to get personal. I refuse to let this get personal.
But I agree with the first one. That would have been my grade. Holland, this 2021 draft class is the only reason why I didn't give Chris Greer an F.
Well, first of all, it was three really high draft picks. First of all.
Texter wants to know if you can set up an interview with Greer, by the way.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's
He's never
that.
Come on. Right. Ever.
Ever.
He's never come on when things are good. When he was just starting, he's been the general manager for 7 years.
Right. Well, yeah. 2019 took over the rebuild, but
all right.
When Tannenbaum was there, he was general manager.
Omar tells me that Tua has 10.25 hands above average for NFL quarterback.
Let me ask you, does Omar want to come on and do the show? Just get out of your damn contract.
What?
You can come on over here, Omar, instead of teasing us,
he
bro.
He likes to listen to the program. I would give him a hard time.
Well, we stroked him pretty hard.
First
article,
time in a long time.
That article was so damn good yesterday.
It was good.
I think I My wife said I was talking about it in my sleep
last
night.
Yeah, there's some mutual stroking going on. But you can go, by the way, they had a deal on the Sun Sentinel website. He sent me yesterday. You can go sign up.
Mm. You tweeted it out also. Yeah.
I don't really tweet all that much. But
no, he tweeted
it. Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah, he tweeted out like that link.
All right. Well, listen.
He's piggybacking on us. I like that.
All right. Well, we've got the 9 o'clock.
I wonder what size his hands are.
I have no idea.
I honestly don't care.
Does it have to do with your shoe? Like, I mean, if you have small feet, do you have small hands?
I don't know, Woody. Do you just throw something out? Why don't you go check with your buddies and ask them?
We're not going to all measure each other's hands.
Well, if you're going to do hands and feet, you know
what's
next.
Yeah, that's funny.
I am moving back to the microphone.
I was trying to see if you'd go. I was trying to see if you'd go down that road.
Hey, I'm officially man, we got a lot more.
We got children's shoes.
Let's get it.
The cutoff's at 7, isn't it? Is that where kids' shoes go to adult shoes?
I think so. I
don't know, Woody. We got
a lot
Mike
of money.
Florio.
15
got,
minutes away
we
from
got Mike
Florio.
Right, yeah. Right. Now I can't get out of this quick enough. This
no,
thing's just
no,
gone
no.
right to the garbage. Right,
hand
right,
size.
Right to the crapper, man. From.
Oh no, we're past the
feet
crapper.
To hands, right to the
sewer,
right
underneath.
To the package, right. Man. Right to it. Just the whole damn thing. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about my man Jonathan Rodriguez. Yes, yes. I'm talking about ASP. You've heard me talk about it. Not only the best roofing contractors in South Florida, but there's something else they've been doing a long, long time, and they're really good at it. And it's something that's important to everybody because a lot of people are doing it, especially to start the new year, and that's fixing up your home and making it safer with impact windows and doors. So I finally, and I've been doing stuff with ASP, and I said, listen, you might not like to come down and see the showroom. So I went down to Doral, where they have 3400 Northwest 114th Avenue in Doral, not too far off the turnpike. And I wanted to see, and I was blown away. And so I was thinking, for the investment that everybody's making on impact windows and doors, the amount of money you're paying to have it done right and somebody you trust that can custom design and still make it look really, really good. And I'm like, why would everybody out there spend the amount of money they're spending and not want to go see what these companies are about? And that's why I'm telling everybody, go to the ASP showroom. I had a great experience, man. I couldn't believe all the different styles and impact window and door combinations, custom designs, really, from all manufacturer direct, permits and installation. It's a done deal. We'll do all that stuff for you. It's about quality. And, you know, Jonathan Rodriguez and his family, they want you to come down and get to know their family, get to see the showroom, which is so impressive. And just go to see the work that they do, because a lot of it's done right out of their showroom. Listen, one goal, protect you and your home and your family every day. ASP really is quality doors, window latches, impact glass materials. I can go on and on. Mention me, Joe Rose, get a $5,000 discount. And if nothing else, just spend, if you got time this weekend, go out and before you make a decision, spend time at ASP. You're going to be blown away with the work that they do. You really are. 305-340-2081. 305-340-2081. Jonathan Rodriguez and his family got a great story to tell. I know you're going to be impressed. If you're looking for impact windows and doors, go check them out at ASP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.